folks. I don't know if you listen to Frequency, the gay waste in the gay wasteland, in the heart of the gay wasteland. With all of his bumpers, he's basically copying Big Fatty. He has a bunch of bumpers for everything, and he doesn't talk about anything except for pizza rolls.
Trademark Vera Charles.
And the Golden Girls. I still recommend you check it out. It's pretty good.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
He has a bunch of bumpers for everything, and he doesn't talk about anything.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2763 of the BFO for Monday the 29th of August 2018, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
Big Fatty, we don't have an audience today.
A little show.
That's because we're back in the villa. Hello, exploding colons. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well, y'all. Exploding colon. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm, that's Dr. Stone stripper name. It normally is, but y'all, y'all, that's a chicken pot pie. y'all, when I got back here to the villa, Tuesday, y'all, I could barely get my valise, my grip into the villa before I had to run to the turl and hike my legs up on the squatty potty bee. Hey, and y'all, it was the exploding colon. It was absolutely, y'all, it was the I unleashed the gates of bee. Hey, we don't need to have all the details. And by the way, if you're gonna keep talking about it, Diggle will have to do another bump. Oh, we already have a bump about that, but anyway. But y'all, I am indeed back here in the villa after a week, I say, in the Big Easy. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, I'm sluggish. I'm just, Big Fatty, it sounds like you're drunk. Y'all, I'll tell you about that in a minute. But I'm just, Big Fatty, you really can't talk. I'm just sluggish. But, y'all, before I tell you about that, let's do this. So y'all, today the 29th of August, y'all, very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. We got not one, but two, I say, two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met both of these people, and they don't listen. So they've got good sense, something like that. y'all, the first, y'all, it's the short bus. Y'all, do you remember the short bus?
Yes, Big Fatty. Turnip Head used to ride it. Well, Big Fatty, that was vulgar.
It was probably true also.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Short bus and Turnip Head were homosexual lovers at one time, and y'all, they figured out they were better friends than anything else. But Short Bus came to I know at least one of the G'days, and I've met him when Granny and I, Granny, my elderly travel companion, when we went up to visit Urban Gatillo and the Turnip Head up there in the northern Mexico. We got to see the Short Bus, and y'all, just as sweet as he can be. absolutely just as sweet as he can be. And y'all, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he puts the N in PNS. Y'all, it's Noah from the PNS explosion. Big Fatty, it's kind of like your colonic explosion. No, he may put the N in that also, but... anyway, y'all, and Noah came to my one and only meet and greet in the Chicago's when I first met Tom and Terry. And y'all, he ended up under my kilt somehow. Ready? The poor thing, he's been traumatized ever since. It's true. So y'all, and I don't know if Short Bus is on the 20 or the face space. I know Noah's on the 20. He may be on the face space too, but y'all, wish him a both. Be ready, you really don't know. Wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. We all made it back to Charleston from the Nolens, and it was just a lovely final day, and we recorded yesterday's little show. It was Durwood and Jeremy and I, and y'all being Fatty all by yourself again, except for me and Squeaky Kitty. It's true. finish recapping up the last day. Y'all, the last day after we recoded, Durwood and Jeremy and I went over to the little it's kind of like a food court, but chain restaurants like Mr. Cackle survives off of. Y'all, that's chicken pot pie still.
Yes, Big Fatty, you'll be belching it up all night.
It was like food trucks, except without the trucks.
Big Fatty, what was that noise?
Y'all, did you hear that little ding? Y'all, that we've had something called the Group Me. We've had the Group Me app going this weekend. Y'all, I'm going to tell you what. These people that came to Pride 40,
Oh, Big Fatty!
And that's from Miss Kitty. That was a textimonium. Let's just see what Miss Kitty said. But y'all, the Group Me. Miss Kitty says, trust return travel was without incident. Well, Miss Kitty, as you hear this, you'll know that it was. Y'all, he's reminded me I have a luncheon date tomorrow. I better write that down, because I did forget that. I'm just writing it right now. Lunch with Miss Kitty. Miss Kitty. Okay. Yes, I had indeed forgotten that. Thank you, Miss Kitty. Anyway, y'all, the Group Me, getting back to the Group Me, these Pride 48ers, they will get on there and they'll snap a little picture, and then they'll all have to love it. And then, I'm gonna go fondle myself, and you need some help with that, everything. I just want y'all to hear, y'all, the event's been over for 3 days, and the Group Me is still going off. Y'all, it would just go off all night long. I think Jeremy said he had 100 messages on the Group Me when he got on the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for There we go, Plano. Anyway, Big Fatty, wasn't there more to this that you were supposed to be telling you and Durwood's evening at the Rawhide? Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Durwood and me and Big Dick and John and Nico Martinez and Jeremy went to the Rawhide, and y'all, they all of them pooped out early except for Durwood and I. And we went upstairs to the dark and dirty area, y'all, there was all kinds of inappropriate touching going on there, and y'all, it's encouraged up there. Yes, Big Fatty, and you're winning New Orleans, do as the locals. And so Big Fatty met this gentleman. I don't remember his name. Big Fatty, names are not important. Did you exchange recipes? No, but he was enamored with Big Fatty, and there may have been a little humpity bumpity, and maybe even some discharge. Big Fatty, not from you. No, not Big Fatty. And y'all, then another gentleman came over, and he was all enamored about Big Fatty. And y'all, then there may have been some mutual humpity bumpity. Right there at the bar, because y'all, we needed a fresh cocktail. So we not only got cocktails, we got Big Fatty. We get the picture. But anyway, y'all, Durwood and I didn't get in until 3:30 a.m. in the morning on Monday, and then we were all going to go to Brofkus, and y'all, Granny, up and at 'em, 8 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, we didn't go to Brofkus until 10 a.m. in the morning. It was, let's see, who was it? It was Digger and T. Wiggles and the five of us. Jeremy did not go. The five of us and Blind Guy Jay and Gerard, and y'all, we went to a lovely little delicatessen and had some Brofkus. Y'all, they had potato latkes, and y'all, it was delicious, just lovely. And and then what did we do, Big Fatty? I don't know. Oh, Durwood and I came back and took a nip a nap. Did I tell this part already? Anyway, Durwood and I came back and took a nip a nap, and then we went over to the food truck area, and y'all, over there was Bill, the number one fan, and his husband. We'll call him Craig. Big Fatty, why? Because that's his name. Yes, Big Fatty. And and Digger and T. Wiggles were over there, and Durwood got him a dozen. You know, they had oysters on the half shell happy hour. They were a dollar a piece, so Durwood partook of that. And y'all, then all of us from Charleston went out to a seafood restaurant. I can't remember the name of it for Big Fatty's birthday. And y'all, I don't remember what everybody had, but Big Fatty had some chicken and sausage gumbo and a wedge solid and some fried scrimps, Gulf scrimps. And y'all, they were absolutely delicious. And the Granny and the group wanted to buy them some souvenir T-shirts from the different horror bars, y'all. So we went back to the Rawhide and had a cocktail and bought a T-shirt. Then we went to the Oz, and some of them got a T-shirt. Then we went back to the Rawhide. Yes, Big Fatty. And bought T-shirts there. And y'all, only Durwood and I went upstairs again, and the others stayed downstairs. But y'all, they don't call pocketbook. Y'all, the little bartender, I think his name was Andrew or something like that. Needless to say, he's going to be able to pay his rent this month because Durwood was up there. And y'all, of course, you know, Big Fatty's an enabler. He's an enabler. I made it happen. I I made it happen. And, y'all, the cocktails were twice as strong and half the price upstairs, as Durwood and I found out. Y'all, then we came back to the motel, and y'all, about 4 a.m. in the morning, you know, this GroupMe app is going off all night long. Boom, 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 boom. But y'all, then I get a textimonium, and I'm like, who the fuck is sending me a textimonium at 4 a.m. in the morning? And then there's another one. Then there's another one. And y'all, I the only person I can think of that does this is that Hendrick. And I said, oh, I'm just not dealing with it now. And then, y'all, it got the best of me, and I looked at it. Y'all, it was old Crooked Hat. Old Crooked Hat had sent me textimonium. Call me. Call me when you wake up on Tuesday morning. Sure enough, before I woke up Tuesday morning, old Crooked Hat had called me. Y'all, he had left the cash box with all the cash money from the weekend in his room, because he had checked out a day early to go home. So, y'all, there was a big rigmarole. I had to deal with the security and the management of the hotel. But, y'all, they were very nice. And thankfully, the room had not been rented, and the safe was still locked. And old Crooked Hat gave me the combination to the safe, and y'all, there was the cash box right there. And so I brought it back here to the villa, and I think old Crooked Hat's gonna mail me a key, and I'll deposit the money and send him a check in the mail, because y'all, I don't want to mail cash money through the mail. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, then we were off to the Aerial Puerto. Very uneventful flight. Y'all, it was kind of nice just to kind of kick back. And y'all, the weather had taken a turn for the worse. It was raining when we left New Orleans, and it was it was moving towards Atlanta. And y'all, when bad weather is moving, I don't know if I think I've told this before, but the traffic pattern in Atlanta is planes at the Aerial Puerto, which we all know is Mexican for Aerial Puerto, they always take off to the west, except when there's bad weather moving in, and they take off to the east. So, y'all, we landed to the east. We had a very quick changeover. And y'all, then we took off to the east, and y'all, that's always a good thing when you come into Charleston. And y'all, it cut our trip from Atlanta to Charleston off by about 10 or 15 minutes. Granny's brother picked us up at the Aerial Puerto and brought us back here to the villa. Durwood had left his truck in. Y'all, I tried to give him a couple of dollars, you know, $2. Big Fatty, fuck $2. That's what he said. And y'all, I've been unpacking, and y'all, that I think was the rest of the weekend. Y'all, and when old Crooked Hat left, he came. Oh, Nick, I see. He came by Big Fatty and Granny's room, and he goes, "Oh, this is kind of messy." Well, y'all, we don't give a shit. But it was I cleaned up his mess. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. And y'all, I'll just try to get back into the swing of things as the week progresses. Y'all, this is one of those, today is going, I can tell now, it's going to be one of those days I'm glad that I'm retired. Yes, Big Fatty, so is everybody else is glad too. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the Faye Driver, and Faye Driver, for all the new listeners to the BFO, can you kind of sum up what it's all about?
He has a bunch of bumpers for everything. And he doesn't talk about anything.
Oh, Big Fatty, truer words have never been spoken.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.